suppose you, if I said a few minutes ago, if you've been working hard all day, by nighttime you say, well, I'm really
worn out.
You don't have to pronunciate it real well. Just say it, and if that's fine.
Worn out.
That's right. Thank you. Now, and you should, if the school nurse sent home a little boy, you'd say he got sent home because he was what?
He was sick at his stomach, or nauseated,
Well, you say he got sent home because he was.
You'd say sick, because he was sick.
Yes, ma'am. And if a person was sick here, he'd be sick where?
Stomach.
So you say he's sick. Today I feel.
At his stomach or on his stomach, I guess.
That's fine. That doesn't matter. Now, what would you call a noisy, practice kind of celebration that might be held immediately after a wedding, and some of the guests might want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom at? What would that kind of celebration be?
I don't really know.
Well, it'd be a gathering after the wedding, you know.
We call them receptions, wedding receptions.
Yeah. Do you ever hear any other name for it? Something like that, after the wedding?
No, I don't think.
Well, what do some people do to call a spook, you know, to frighten our children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or... what will get you?
At any special time.
Oh, anytime.
Anytime. I've heard that expression. I don't remember hearing it very much because I never did use it well, my children.
Yes, well, you might have heard. You know, somebody else use it.
Yeah.
You might have heard a nigger.
You better behave, or they. I guess they'd say the bad man, I would guess.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, how would you greet a friend on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Now, if you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to. What?
It's
very far.
Tote. Which would be incorrect.
Well, we should say carry.
I'm glad I don't have to carry this very far.
Yes, but you say tote like...
No, that's a common word. I have heard it.
Yes. So, what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water, and it can draw it four legs and head and tail? Mm-hmm.
That's a gopher, I think.
Yes, ma'am. If the animal lived on land, what would it be called like that? That same.
As far as I know, the gophers live on the land, don't they?
Yes, ma'am. That's the usual word. Mm-hmm. The gophers are the ones that live on the land. What would you call an animal like a gopher that lives in the water?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen one?
Mm-mm.
They sort of climb up a log sometime out in the middle of it.
Well.
Never seen a fine lumberjack.
And they live in the water.
Yeah,
I like lumberjack.
I know how they look, a gopher. I've seen them a few times in my life. They travel real slowly, don't they?
What? Yeah, they do. If you went by a pond and you saw 20 of them, something out in the water, you know, it might be an exciting kind of thing to see so many. If you want to tell somebody that, would you say, I saw 20 gophers in the water?